western parts of North America continue to fire up, and I mean that literally. Because of hot, dry weather, the fires are breaking out all over the place. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Fires have been ongoing for an extended period of time in northern Canada, and we're seeing more and more of these firestorms beginning to pop up in the western parts of North America, in the western United States in particular. And as we go forward through the coming week to 10 days, the hot, dry weather in the west is going to continue. But the eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota are better positioned to still see some periodic rain and thunderstorm activity, and our temperatures should not be nearly as hot as they will be out farther to the west. We do have a chance for periodic showers and thunderstorms. They will not be well organized, but we will see them come and go across portions of the region. This morning, we saw some rain and thunderstorms rush across parts of the region. Most of the precipitation has long since left the region. We will be dry for the rest of the afternoon today and probably into the night tonight. Now, we will still have some additional thunder showers possible during the course of the day today. The precipitation is going to take a bit of a break, though, during the middle of the day. Tonight and early tomorrow, we'll see the showers and storms return, but not with the same level of intensity. We'll expect the precipitation to diminish once we get into Tuesday night, going into Wednesday morning as a surface high pressure center settles into the region. That high will bring in the coolest air of the week, and we'll experience some really pleasant weather for a day or two. That high pressure system will begin to pull out of the region as we get into Thursday, and as that takes place, we'll expect increased cloud cover, higher relative humidity, and a chance for returning showers and thunderstorms. Any precipitation that occurs during the next 2 days will not likely amount to much. We will see a few showers popping up across the region, but most of the precipitation is just not likely to be all that great. There will be upwards to a half to three quarters of an inch in a handful of locations, but I think for the most part we're talking about trace amounts upwards to around a half inch. So this will be the case for today and early tomorrow. We'll look for dry weather after that until we get to Thursday and Friday. When we get to that point in time, we'll have another chance for a quarter to three quarters of an inch of rain and perhaps a few locally greater amounts. The temperatures across the region are expected to continue to be warm today, but will be a lot cooler as we go forward through the next couple of days. We'll look for highs this afternoon in the 70s and 80s with some 90 degree temperatures in the far south, but tomorrow upper 60 and 70 degree highs are likely, and we'll see that again occurring on Wednesday. Thursday will be in the 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will start to warm up once again. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.